Lebanese soldiers were given a hero's welcome in the village of Sheba Friday as their military convoy rolled into town. Beirut is deploying 15,000 soldiers south of the Litani River, as called for in the UN resolution which ended the month-long war. The Lebanese troops are patrolling the Lebanon-Israel border. They will join a multinational interim United Nations force known as UNIFIL, now 2,000 strong. The UN is looking to boost that force to 15,000 troops. Thursday, the UN received international pledges of 3,500 troops for the force, with the largest offer of 2,000 coming from Bangladesh. France says it will immediately send another 200 soldiers, doubling its contingent to 400 troops. That move disappointed many at the UN, who sought a bigger commitment from France. But France's defense minister defended her country's decision Friday, saying France is doing its duty to keep the peace. France and Italy have complained that the peacekeeping mandate called for by the UN is not clear enough. However, Italy's government formally agreed to contribute troops on Friday. Prime Minister Romano Prodi did not offer specifics, but he told reporters he had received assurances from UN officials that peacekeepers would not be charged with disarming Hezbollah. UNIFIL is due to take control of posts now abandoned by Israeli soldiers before transferring control to the Lebanese army. Meanwhile, international aid groups are trying to help Lebanese villagers rebuild their lives. One of those organizations is Mercy Corps. Spokeswoman Cassandra Nelson spoke about urgent needs in villages across southern Lebanon.
There's nothing on the shelves in these towns, and people really don't have any money left in their pockets to buy food if there is food in the markets. So that's our first priority, is getting food and drinking water in.
Hezbollah continues distributing money to Lebanese families who lost their homes during the war. Dozens of people showed up at Hezbollah offices in southern Beirut Friday. Some claimed Hezbollah is paying families up to $12,000 each, enough to rent an apartment for a year and buy furniture. Meanwhile, Lebanon's chief of reconstruction says the war inflicted $3.6 billion damage to his country. Robert Rafel, VOA News.